From my perspective, as much as I've done, there's much more that I haven't. Much, much more that I have not done yet. So even though I see a trend that Hashem continues to open up doors and has given me the blessing of allowing my need to be, for people to be receptive of what I have to offer in terms of Torah, teaching, and Jewishness, or that concept of what Chabad Lubavitch stands for, in terms of a non-compromising, yet non-judgmental, inclusive, you know, Torah-based, filled with Jewish love type of Jewish experience. So, from that point of view, that, I presume, has a certain successful element to it. I attribute the success to a very interesting talk that the Rebbe gave a number of years ago. This was in 1991. The Rebbe gave a talk where he said publicly, I have done everything that I could, and now it's up to you. So there was a lot of controversy about that, the Rebbe's talk, among the hierarchy of Hasidic leadership. There were a number of people, and they shared it with me because we had certain committees, who said, we're going to write a note to the Rebbe saying, we're not accepting that. You know, if you're not doing it, we're not doing it. It's impossible. And they really took that position. And over the years, I immediately thought about it from a different perspective, and over the years it's been literally validated, that perspective. What the Rebbe said is something extraordinary. I remember it from my own experience. In 1965, when I went for Mekashlichs for the first time, which is the Chabad Summer Peace Corps, we traveled for 3 weeks to different communities. And my partner in that trip was Rabbi Lev Shapiro. We were study partners in the yeshiva. We went to Sheboygan, Wisconsin. We went to Milwaukee, we went to Winona, we went to Rochester, we went to Calgary, Winnipeg, St. Paul, and Minneapolis. You know, for a three-week period. And one of the things that we undertook at that time, it was the year of the Rebbe lost his mother, we undertook to put on tefillin with Jews. This was prior to the Rebbe's campaign of tefillin, which took place the next year. Mm-hmm. But it was still part of the Chabad outreach project to put on tefillin. So we said that we're going to be gone for 3 weeks, almost 4 weeks. We're going to try to put on tefillin with as many people as possible. So during that four-week period, we put on tefillin, I remember, with, I think it was 25 or 30 people. But each tefillin was a massive job. It was hours of explanation. Why do we need to do it? Where was God during the Holocaust? You know, a whole process. Today, you walk over to a Jew and ask him to put on tefillin? I say, sure. Why did you do it till now? Nobody asked me.